All right, have you all heard about the UK pub that turned JD Vance away because of how much of an embarrassment he is? I mean, the real reason is because there are protesters that very much so dislike him, but it all loops into the fact that the United States is currently a pariah on the world stage, and this is what we said would happen. Trump, throughout his campaign, said we were a laughingstock under Biden, but Biden actually kept a steady hand. In fact, Biden helped NATO acquire more countries, helped more countries join NATO. Biden helped strengthen NATO to a point where Putin was frozen out of the global order, and we were stronger as a country. Under Trump, we have seen alliances fall apart. In fact, we have seen tourism drop into the United States. Have you guys heard about the Las Vegas decline? In Las Vegas, there's reportedly been a massive drop in tourism, which helps the economy there a lot, and it's hurt. There's been a slump in the Sin City's tourism industry, and it's been raising fears over the health of the American economy. In the 20 years that Erica Swanton has worked in retail in the Las Vegas Strip, she has never known summer business to be so slow. What about this one? U.S. economy set to lose $12.5 billion in international traveler spend this year. Trump supporters always flaunt this number. We have zero immigration, zero border crossings. That's not good. You know what other countries have zero border crossings? North Korea. Russia doesn't allow border crossings. Nobody wants to go to these terrible countries, and that's what we're seeing right now. So the U.S. economy is set to lose $12.5 billion in international traveler spend. That's going to, you know, accumulate over the next 4 years. A huge hit to the economy. I like how they showed a photo of the bean in Chicago. Shout out to my home city. But the thing is, this is going to offset any quote-unquote tariff gains. But the tariff gains are also tricky because those are coming from U.S. companies and consumers as well. But this brings me back to the pub that forced J.D. Vance out. The reason this all connects is because we are just a laughingstock on the global stage. Nobody wants to come over here. When we go to other countries, J.D. Vance in particular, it's just an embarrassment. You know, after Trump won, my mom was going on a business trip. She has clients over in Europe. That's as specific as I'll be. And she was like, I honestly feel kind of embarrassed. I feel like I'm going to be sitting in this meeting and everyone's going to be side-eyeing the weird American who is a part of the country that just elected Trump, even though obviously we don't agree with that. So just embarrassing on the global stage. And it's embarrassing at home. Trump just flew to Alaska today to meet with Vladimir Putin. We'll be covering that all day. So make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We're very close to 1.5 million and you could help be a part of that. This reads, pro-Ukraine rally draws hundreds of Alaskans ahead of Trump-Putin meeting. It was the first of several protests and rallies planned in Anchorage in conjunction with the summit. So even in the United States, Trump can't go anywhere without protests breaking out. It's inspiring. This is what democracy looks like. Let's see if I can zoom in on some of the signs. No Putin. War criminal. Very, very true. We stand with Ukraine. This one says, Ukraine is not for sale. Honestly, if Trump wanted a Nobel Peace Prize, he would trick Vladimir Putin, and the second Putin steps foot in Alaska, he arrests Putin and his entire squad. I'm not saying I would give him a Nobel Peace Prize, but at least then we would be a little bit closer. No? That would be a little bit closer, but it's not going to happen. In fact, that's honestly a pipe dream. What's actually going to happen is Putin's going to land, Trump is going to roll out the red carpet, Trump is going to literally... And then after that, they are going to go into the negotiation room where Putin tries to persuade Trump with a bunch of Russian businessmen to make money, and that money will distract Trump. Just in the most clear terms possible, Vladimir Putin's strategy is going to be this. He's bringing a bunch of Russian oligarchs, a bunch of Russian businessmen, and they are going to offer Trump deals that will make him billions of dollars. These billions of dollars of deals will be enough to maybe persuade Trump to drop the Russian-Ukraine war and not even be focused on it. I mean, that is probably the ideal scenario for Putin, and Trump has admitted as much. He said on Air Force One, Putin is bringing a bunch of businessmen, which kind of excites me. So he's just literally a dog who's salivating at the idea of being able to talk to rich people. Now this brings me on to the J.D. Vance story. The vice president had reportedly attempted to dine at the Bull in Charlbury, Oxfordshire, weeks after the venue hosted Kamala Harris. A staff mutiny forced the management of a plush British countryside pub to turn away J.D. Vance, just weeks after the same venue hosted Kamala, according to reports. The vice president had reportedly attempted to dine at the Bull in Charlbury, Oxfordshire, in an early 16th century countryside pub. However, the staff reportedly staged a mutiny, telling management they wouldn't show up to the work if the venue accepted Vance's dinner booking, according to Pop B, newsletter from Thursday. The rejection is all the more embarrassing considering that former Vice President Kamala Harris just dined there weeks before as a part of the pre-wedding dinner for Steve Jobs' daughter, Eve. She married Harry Charles, a 26-year-old British Olympic equestrian, in the Cotswolds. I don't even know what any of that means. Quote, "It's been the talk of the village. It's been the most exciting thing that's happened here in a very long time," one local British tabloid said of Harris's visit to the venue. Kamala Harris is at least respected. Quote, "Unfortunately, I'm not able to comment," a staff member told the Daily Beast via phone call when asked about Vance's reported rejection. We've seen these sorts of photos being held up across the globe. Again, America's not respected, and I can show that in the polling. We have polls that show Americans' reputation drops across the world. A new 29-country Ipsos poll explores attitudes towards the United States, and it has affected America's reputation across the globe, but not in a good way. Here are the findings. Quote, 3 months into the second Trump admin and 6 months after his election, the reputation of the United States as a force for good in the world has taken a serious hit, especially among our traditional allies. Well, how is he doing domestically? Let's take a look at this chart. We have another CBS News YouGov survey that shows the change in Trump's job approval by age group. And this one's pretty unique to look at because you can see the change from February to July. So it's not entirely updated, but we're kind of close. It's like a month ago, mid-July. And in this chart, you see all age groups dropping. 45 to 64, the red one. You guys got to get your shit together. I'm sorry, but you guys got to... I know a lot of you do not support Trump, but look at this. This is nice here. The blue line is my generation, Gen Z. The blue line, I don't know how 55% of Gen Zers... Come on, you all. It then goes down to 28%. So at least we can change our minds, but it seems like Gen Z is uniquely impressionable. We'll work on that. We have a yellow line that represents 65 plus. That went from 50. Let's go to the 65 plus. You guys were the lowest. And then it's now 47. Okay. Finally, we have 30-year-olds to 44-year-olds who went from 52% down to 41%. So it seems like the younger generations are rapidly souring, which is a good thing. We will continue to relentlessly spread the word and relentlessly push back, you know, and that's what's necessary. If we look at this, look at these Alaskans protesting. These are all separate images from the same day. We have South Park memes right here. We have families with a stroller right here. And we have cars driving down the road. This is likely what Trump's going to see on his way. I'm going to mute that because it's just honking, but look at this. This is absolutely beautiful. This is democracy in action, and I just want to let you all know, if you live in Omaha, Nebraska, I won't shut up about this, but in Omaha, Nebraska, we are doing a live event, Adam Mockler and Midas Touch live with Senator Elizabeth Warren, Representative Maxwell Frost. Click the top link in the description. If you live near Omaha, Nebraska, it would mean the world. It's going to be fun, energetic. We'll talk about some stuff. I'll meet all of you after. I'll see you there, and I'll see you in the next video today. Love you all, and peace out.